Yevamos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Vav. Mitzvas Chalitza. What is the Mitzvah Chalitza? Bahu Vivim Tel Vestin. So both the brother and the Yevama would go to Beis Din. Vehin Masin Lo Eitzah HaHigenes Lai. And Beis Din would give him an Eitzah that was fit for him. Like the Rav points out, if he was a little child and she was much older, they would say it's really not fit for you. You should go to somebody your age, or vice versa. Shenemar, as the Torah says, V'koru Lo Ziknei Iro V'dibru Elav. And the Zekein of the Ir would call out to him and speak to him. V'hi Aymeres, and then she would then say, this is the procession, Me'ein Yevami Lohakim Lo'achiv Shem B'Yisrael. My Yavam doesn't want to uphold his brother's name, B'Yisrael. Loy Ova Yabmi. He will not perform the Yibam to me. V'u Omer, and he says, Lo Chafatzi L'kachta. I do not want to take her. V'l'shoyin HaKodesh HaYomim. And they would say this in Lashon HaKodesh. V'nikshe Yevim To'elav. And she would approach him, Le'enei Hazkenim, in front of the eyes of the elders. V'chol Tzenalo Mi'al Raglo. And she would take off his shoe. V'yarko B'fanav. And she would spit in front of him. Rok Hanir L'dayanim. It had to be spit that was visible to the Dayanim. V'ansa V'amra. And she would answer and say, this is what is done to the man that doesn't build his brother's house. So until this, this is the ending of what they would read to her that she should say over. And when Rabbi Hurkanus, he one time read over the psukim of the parsha, tachas ha'ela, underneath a certain tree, bikfar etam, in the village of etam, the gomaras kol parsha, and he actually would read out the whole parsha. He read it, the whole parsha to her, not just what we said, but also he would read out that she would repeat after him the words V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael Beis Chalotzna, like we're going to see soon. Husku Lios Gomim Kol HaParsha. So therefore, like became a minog once he did this once, that's what they would start doing. People adapted this as a custom, that they would actually continue to read past the part where the Torah describes what she would read, but rather she would actually continue reading from the parsha that goes beyond that, where it says, as the Mishnah now says, V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael Beis Chalutz Hanal. She would say these words that the house was called Beis Chalutz Hanal. Mitzvah B'Dayanim, V'loi Mitzvah B'Talmidim. So then after she said this, the Dayanim would say, Chalutz Hanal, Chalutz Hanal. The Torah says, V'nikra Beis Chalutz Hanal. This would be called the house of Chalitza. But the Dayanim wouldn't say Beis Chalutz Hanal. They would just say Chalutz Hanal, because after they said Chalutz Hanal, then the house was then called a Beis Chalotznal, because they said Chalotznal. Like Tosfos Yontif actually brings the Maral, his Rebbe, who points that out in the Gur Arye al HaTorah. That's why they wouldn't say Beis Chalotznal, because once they said Chalotznal, it became a Beis Chalotznal. But who says the words Chalotznal? So the Mishnah tells us it's a mitzvah of the Dayanim. V'loy mitzvah b'talmidim, but it's not the mitzvah of the Talmidim. Rabbi Yehuda Amir mitzvah kol ha'omdim shom loymar Chalotznal, Chalotznal, Chalotznal. Rabbi Yehuda says the mitzvah is on everybody that stands there, and the Rav says Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda here, that everybody that's there in Beis Din would repeat the words Chalotznal. They would say it three times to be mafarsim it and publicize it and make it strong. That's why they would repeat it three times. Tosfos Yontif does say that Me'ikar Adin, if they would only say it once, it's also okay. Nevertheless, they did it three times for the reasons we just said. Rabbi Yehuda says that the mitzvah is on everybody standing there, whether it's the Dayanim, whether it's the Talmidim. They don't say Chalotznal, Chalotznal, Chalotznal. They would say it three times. Tosfos Yontif says the reason they would repeat it is to be mefarsim it and to be mechazik it. And the Rav does say here that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda.